Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank when I looked at my bank account, and it's for $67 and some odd cents. And it says it's from your company. And I don't know what it's for because I don't remember ever charging anything for $67.
Can I have your code, please? Can I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your zip code?
30277.
Okay, can I have your first and your last name?
Patricia Dixon.
Patricia, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
285 Barrington Grange Drive, Sharpsburg, Georgia, 30277. Oh.
Okay, ma'am. Is your email dixiepatson@gmail.com?
Yes, Dixon Patsy 5
Oh, I'm sorry.
at
Yeah,
Gmail.
Dixon. Yes, ma'am. Dixon Patsy 5.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, how can I help you today?
I want to know what I had to pay the 67. What was charged?
Okay, ma'am. I do see the charge of $67.32, and it's got KitchenAid, and that was on December the 13th. And that is like a sweepstakes entry to win a KitchenAid. It could have been a mixer or something. And you
Ma'am.
have, yes, ma'am, you have that charge because I see this goes all the way back to, yes, ma'am, I see where and. I see on the 8th. Yes, ma'am. I see December the 8th. You paid $7.95 to get a KitchenAid. Could have been a mixer. Do you remember placing that order?
You said I placed an order for KitchenAid for that
Yes,
much, ma'am.
KitchenAid. It looked like it might have been a mixer, ma'am, on the 8th. That ain't been too long ago, ma'am. December the 8th. Do you remember making that charge? Because
No, ma'am.
it got your credit card number. Okay, ma'am, it has the credit card information, 4435, the last four digits.
What did you say?
It got the
What
last four
about?
digits of your credit card, ma'am, 4435, and it has your address and all that on file.
No, that's not me.
Okay, ma'am, what is your, verify your address again.
285 Barrington Grange Drive.
Well, yes, ma'am, that's you. Could
Well,
it
I
be
didn't charge
somebody? Yes,
that.
ma'am. Could it be that somebody could have used your card or something?
No, ma'am, my card is in the back of my phone at all times. And I already have a KitchenAid.
No,
I wouldn't
ma'am.
be
It was to win one. Maybe you had a. It could have been an ad popped up and said that you won a. It could have, but I'm thinking it's a mixer or something. And that ain't been too
Ma'am,
long ago. This has been on the 8th, ma'am. That hadn't been too long ago.
I just want the charge taken off of my bank account because it's not me.
Okay, I can cancel that for you.
Okay, and the money will go back to my account?
No, it's not because that is a valid charge. You didn't
No,
cancel it.
ma'am. I did not make that charge. I
Okay,
want
well,
it
ma'am,
taken
I just
off of my
want
bank account.
to. No. One more transfer. Ma'am, I just want to let you know that we take fraud very seriously. So you saying that you did not make that charge? It
No,
got
I
your
did
credit
not.
card information on file.
Well, it's not me, ma'am.
And you didn't make the charge on the ACE?
No, ma'am. I did not.
Okay.
I already have a red KitchenAid myself.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you didn't make this charge or any other charges, not even the one on the September for that mixer, correct?
No, ma'am. I did not. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to transfer you over.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Copy. Nice. What's her name? Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna transfer you all over and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, honey. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.